What earthly power can stop this terror? Terror.
I'm going to have to teach you what a liner is. you know, we're doing this the show with this is the, you know, we're playing like this independent music, right?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't mix it. So there's no end other than when the music stops,
we're just kind of pop in.
Yeah, we're on the air. That's how it is.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's just pretty much what we do.
So, yeah, welcome back.
That's great. We're back on
welcome
Ghostly
back,
Talk.
Welcome back, everybody.
Wonderful.
We are back. Yes, this is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And we have on the phone, believe it or not,
the.
Yes.
We'll put the in front of it.
The. Oh, like the transmission.
As in the Scott L.
The Scott L. The Doug.
The okay. Will.
The Will.
That always makes you sound bigger than what bigger than what we really are. Now, this the V is properly applied to this gentleman we have on the phone.
That is
now,
true. That
we
is
do
true.
Have Mr. Michael Henderson from the group A-Ghost on the line right now. Michael, how you doing tonight?
Doing
Pretty good. How you doing?
Real good. We actually had A-Ghost on the show like about two, three years ago. Something
two
like
years
that.
Ago or something.
Right. I wasn't here for that show, I don't think. I think I was out of town that weekend.
Oh, you didn't get to talk to them?
No, I didn't.
Oh, they were amazing.
It's an old archive. I know it's like way back like in 2002 or something like that. Michael, thanks for coming on tonight. We were going to talk about with you. You contacted us a while back and said, hey, I got some pretty interesting stuff I want to talk to you guys about on the show. Would you be interested in having me on? And we said, right. Well, we have to clear this with management first. We have to talk to our people, have our people get with your people, and then we'll let you know what's going to happen, right? So
right.
After we got your firstborn, we decided to let you on the show. So now we have you here. I hope it was all worth giving your firstborn child to
me. Right.
You were actually on a pretty important investigation, weren't you?
Yeah, recently I took a trip out to Alcatraz, kind of got the behind-the-scenes tour. It was only for about 4 hours, but it was definitely well worth it.
Mm-hmm. So you actually went on the tour out there. That's how this whole thing started, right?
Well, they've got like a night tour you can take, but I've kind of got the back door, if you will, to this tour. A buddy of mine actually works out there, so I got to go to places that you don't normally go.
Okay.
On the tour, you might see 10 or 20% of the island.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the paranormal stuff that I've heard about happens elsewhere, and I was able to catch some of that.
Okay, cool. And you spent about 4 hours out there on the undisclosed tour, so to say, checking this place out. Am I correct?
Right. Yeah, about 4 hours. I'm actually going out there probably the end of this month, beginning of next month for an overnight.
Well, that's when the veil between the worlds is the thinnest. So
yeah,
so that's a great time to go.
And you have to put you have to put food on your porch or you die. That's what I've been told.
No, you set up plates.
You set up plates of food on your porch so the ghouls and stuff from the other side,
right,
of the other plane of existence, do not play tricks on you.
Right, that's it. That's it. Exactly.
And you die.
No, you don't have to die.
Well, doesn't somebody die? I want somebody to die.
Well, they already did, and you don't want them to play tricks on you.
Nobody dies then, here.
Well, somebody had died, before.
What if I die?
Well, then maybe you didn't put your...
My mom's going to be so mad.
Yeah.
She's going to be so mad at me.
I think she'll probably be happy to have you around for another year or two.
I can hear the phone ringing already.
Yeah.
What are you talking about now? That's my mom voice, by the way. You heard that's how my mom talks, actually, too. So, actually, you... Sorry, Michael, we're like...
That's all right, don't even worry about it.
You know, if you were like, a Matt, we'd be stomping all over you right now, like, oh, hey, Michael. So, on this investigation, you were there for 4 hours. Can we talk about some things that happened? I mean, there are a few things happened to you that were noteworthy?
You know, I was able to just... I brought most of the equipment out there anyways, but I was just so excited to be out there, I really didn't have time to do anything but besides taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just such an immense place to cover. It's hard to stop for an hour to do EVPs and everything else. So
mm-hmm.
I was able to take about 160 pictures, and some of them have got some great orbs. Some of them, most of them are in the hospital, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're great.
And did you have any? And did you go out there independently, or did you actually go out there with A-Ghost?
No, just independently. They're up in Seattle, of course, and I think they're actually coming down here December 1st for an overnight on the Hornet, and then I'm supposed to work out something for the next day for Alcatraz with them as well.
So they're going to come out
amazing.
There. They're going to come out there with you this time. Very cool.
Yeah, hopefully I can work that out.
Well,
trying.
It's a notoriously haunted place. We all
yeah,
heard stories about
really
Alcatraz
is.
Of all the activity that has been recorded there. People working there, for example, hearing things, being touched, seeing things, feeling things, hearing things, all that fun stuff. Just being around there, though, seeing from people who haven't been there. We obviously haven't been there. Did you feel like, was there any feelings you did get when you were shooting photos? Did you get any of these, like, oh, Will's pulling cards out of his wallet?
I'm Doug.
What happened? What's going on?
I'm Doug, not Will.
Oh, yeah,
have
Doug.
Have you been on the Haunted Hate walking tour?
You know, yeah, I'm good friends with Tommy. In fact, I just went last night. As a matter of fact, it's great.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good. If you guys ever come down, you guys got to definitely do that, and then I'll take you out to Access as well. But the tour is awesome.
You know, I remember now, we talked about that over the like a couple weeks ago.
Right.
You guys actually you actually know Tommy, too.
I'm good friends with him.
Oh, see, I just made the connection a moment ago.
It's because
in real time.
It's because you're brilliant, Doug.
Slow, but
the
brilliant.
The abuse.
Slow, but brilliant. But no, I was wondering because it seems to me that they're in very similar locations. The, Haight-Ashbury district and,
right.
You know, that's part of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Alcatraz is in you know, the bay or whatever it is there. Mm-hmm. And it's some kind of island out there that you can see. So they're, like, in very similar locations. So you would think that anybody interested in Alcatraz would also be interested in the Haight-Ashbury district and the haunted stuff.
Right.
So do you have to go uphill?
Is it the tour?
Yeah.
No, there's a couple little tiny hills, but it's nothing to worry about. Anybody can do it.
All right.
Don't even worry about that.
Doug made a huge thing about this hill thing.
There's a huge hill that takes 10 hours to climb.
Yeah, we actually heard you have to bring belay gear and ropes and stuff.
You got to bring snowshoes and everything. Forget about it.
You have to be helicoptered into the Haight-Ashbury district.
Right.
You know, if you have seen us and pictures of us, we're not really built for that kind of stuff.
We'd bounce
before we'd hit the ground, actually.
Right, yeah.
I don't know if we actually... So, yeah, okay, good, we have some verification here, because we know Tyler's like, there's no hills, I swear. I mean, we have to
ask. And he's like, well, just up on the hill, we're like, wait a minute.
We were talking about that last night. You know, it's funny.
We're like, oh, you said there was no hills. Oh.
And like, well, there's a tiny... You like walk up four houses on a street, and that's it. That's the hill. It's not like a big hill.
All right, I can deal with that. Even I can deal with that.
Okay,
so.
Good. All right. Well, we got some verification on that. It's good.
I like to have independent verification of, you know, the hilliness of the Haight-Ashbury district.
Thank you, Michael. We'll get back with Tommy.
Cutting edge ghostly.
Yeah, right.
We'll keep going back. We're just going to interview you guys every single week and verify your stuff.
See if the story stays the same.
Right, you know. Yeah.
Over time.
So you shot about 150 shots, though, at Alcatraz.
160 something. How, okay, one notorious thing that happens to me and to a lot of us whenever we go to a haunted place is the batteries die.
Yeah.
Did you have enough of a charge to last the entire time, or did you have to change batteries? Did that seem to happen, that effect?
You know, it didn't at all. My battery was good the whole time. I had charged it up, and it was fine the whole time. So, yeah, I had no problem with that at all.
Interesting. Yeah. Because I've noticed that my batteries sometimes go quickly, sometimes they don't. And this time that you were out there for 4 hours, it was a don't. They don't.
It was fine, yeah. I mean, about a month ago, they died of me at a cinema that I was doing, but in Alcatraz, they were fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you took all these photos, and you got some orbs, you said, but any really, truly bizarre things or just, like, obvious notification, you know, or that hey, there's orbs here, there's something going on, there's energy in the air?
Yeah, it just seems like the parts you don't cover are really spooky, especially the hospital. The hospital, there's something when you go up there. I don't consider myself like a psychic or anything, but there's just something wrong with that place. You know, especially if you go up there by yourself. And I walked all the way down by myself. He shut all the lights off, and I came back, and there's just something wrong up there. I'd like to go up there for a longer than, you know, the 20 minutes it was that I was in there. But there's definitely something up.
You also had the hospital. You also had the advantage of being with someone who works there.
So I got all the stories. I've been hearing stories from Alcatraz for the past couple years.
Well, that's the thing. You get to hear all the stories, because there's got to be those stories from the people who work there, who have to be there. And what areas do they avoid, if possible, during their jobs?
Like, a lot of stuff is the hospital. There's been some sightings behind the main barracks. I don't know if you've seen pictures, but as you pull up to the front of the island, there's the main barracks there. Behind there's like a little alleyway. There's been stuff seen in there. There's been stuff seen in the dock house. I mean, just about everywhere in the cell houses, there's been things. You know, it seems like the whole entire island it's got something.
Well, why do we, you know, I'm really curious to see what you think about this too, Michael. Another one of my classic open-ended questions. Here you go. Are we ready? Why do you think it's haunted?
Why do I think it's haunted?
Well, no, I mean, obviously, I mean, what you said, there's stuff being seen all over the whole island. That's a lot of energy we're talking about. If we want to have energy standards, you know?
It's not really even so much the prison. I mean, it is the prison, but, I mean, even before the prison, the Indians had occupied it for a few years. It was army barracks. I mean, it has such an immense, long history of that place. It just seems that it would just be no question that it would be haunted.
Well, it sounds like, I didn't know about the Indians occupying
the they had occupied it, actually, and they had to actually go out there and kick them off. Oh, they had taken over the island for a while, you know?
You leave!
They're like, yeah, pretty much.
They're like, gosh, we can't even go on an island.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. We want to build a prison here. You need to leave now. Why? Well, we have criminals that need to be put somewhere, and there's water around.
Your island is perfect. Yeah, no other island, just this one.
What about Hawaii? Hawaii's pretty much useless. Why don't you put a prison there?
Well, it's a tourist trap now.
Well, yeah, that'd be... There's the beautiful Hawaiian prison. Look at that. There's a parakeet, and then there's the prison.
A parakeet and a prison. Okay.
I mean, well, think about that for a second. While we're on that, I mean, you build a prison in Hawaii, right? Mm. Hawaii's a pretty cool place. I mean, I've never been there myself. My aunts lived there for a number of years. Would the guys really try to escape then?
Right?
Am I out of something here? Am I out of something here, right?
It's kind of true, isn't it?
I mean, hey, man, we might be... Doug, Mike, we might make some serious cash here, guys.
This might be something to look into.
Let's build a prison in Hawaii.
I know. Yeah. The prisoners could bid how much that they would pay to stay at that prison as opposed to other prisons. Right.
You get those white-collar criminals, you know, you guys got money.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Hey, put it up on eBay. They'll buy anything on there.
Ken, what's-his-name from Enron?
Yeah.
But Martha Stewart would have stayed there in a second.
Have eBay come in there?
We'll be like, our prison has only the finest linens.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she'll be like, oh,
nobody will want to escape. Even the hardcore sodomites. I mean, those guys, why would they want to leave?
Right.
Why would they want to leave? I'm sorry, let's move on.
Wow. that was a bad one. Do they have money?
Who? Sodomites?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I mean, I never... Why don't we go ask one? Let me get the phone out. We'll call one.
I was thinking of charging like $1,000 a month, you know.
To be a sodomite?
No.
To have one work for you?
No, to be... To stay in our prison.
Oh, to stay? That's pretty good rent. But that's a beautiful idea.
Well, two prisoners per cell, but... So you make $2,000 per cell per month.
Beautiful. I think we got a plan. Michael, you want to come in on this with us? You want to
come in on
this action?
Sign me up.
Sounds good. I think we're going to make some serious cash here, guys.
I'll talk to the Polynesian king and queen tomorrow.
The Polynesian.
Well, that's
Michael.
Oh, well.
That was just absolutely evil. What did I just do?
I don't know.
I just sealed my fate some more tonight. I think this is single-handedly like the biggest show I've pretty much...
Yeah, you've
I've confirmed my seat in hell. Yeah. I think I'm done now. I'm done. Keith, are these any of these pictures you took? I'm just curious. Are any of these up on the web to be viewed?
They are. I'll have to get you the link. I thought I had that, but I can't seem to dig it up right now. But I'll get you the link, and you guys can post it up. And
yeah, do me a favor. If you can get that to me ASAP when I archive the show tonight.
Okay.
And when I do a little update on the site, I'll put that link in the archive so people can check it out also.
We also want hilarious photos of Tommy Nett's band at the bar.
Oh, yeah.
After, you know, after the tour, there's you go to the bar, and I want hilarious photos of him.
Drunken, right.
Exactly.
He's a ghost hunter. He don't drink.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right.
Not before or during, but afterwards. Right. Woohoo!
Oh, yeah. It's just
a party animal.
It's a different
story.
That's
a secret, yeah.
Now, you said you shot pictures all night here at Alcatraz. I mean, see, my thing is, I mean, it's like we talk about Mansfield.
Well, that's the thing. When you get to Mansfield, for example, it's huge. It's like, you know, there's all these people.
This place would dwarf that.
Well, yeah, this place would dwarf that, but it's huge, and you're like, well, what do you want to do? We have, and then we have all night, and it seems like you don't get everything you want done.
It's just too big. It's too
big. Right, and the same thing with the historic Hannah House or haunted Hannah House.
It's too big.
That's a better size for an investigation. I think it's a perfect size for an investigation, but you never get everything done that you want to get done.
Yeah.
And you have 4 hours on this in this humongous place.
Right, know, and I was walking the whole time too. I couldn't stop or anything. So
man. You need at least 2 weeks to get everything done there. I think to really like.
Oh yeah,
I'm talking 2 weeks spending the night there. Working around. I mean, if you really wanted to go in there and get the job done, I'd say 2 weeks at least.
Yeah.
Two solid weeks.
Yeah, even just
you're probably right. Yeah,
even just to collect the stories would take months to be able to set up interviews with the folks. You know, who work there, just to collect all the stories and really, really dig in would take months. So you had the tip of the iceberg. And and I'm jealous.
I'm very jealous. One thing I wanted to ask you was, like, I know when we went to Mansfield, for example, I mean, you're on the main floor of that place, and you look up, and you're like, my God, I can't see the ceiling. I can't see it. Basically, when the lights are off in there, I mean, there is little outside light, moonlight, and stuff like that coming through the windows. So you do have an idea where you're walking around, even in the dark. But if you look up, you don't see the ceiling. It just goes into blackness. It's just pitch black up there, right?
Yeah.
Now I know. I know Mansfield has the tallest freestanding cell block. We've said that 1,000 times. But Alcatraz obviously is huge. It's gigantic. What went through your? I'm just curious because I want to go there someday myself.
Yeah.
I'm sure you were just awestruck by the size of this place. It's as huge as it could have been, just from a personal standpoint, not just from a paranormal research standpoint. How did you approach that? I mean, did you have an itinerary? Were you able to, like, well, I'm going to go here, and then I'm going to go there, and then I'm going to run out of time? All that stuff, right? Did you approach it a certain way to try to get a few things done?
Well, yeah, the guy I went out there with, I mean, I'd been hearing stories with him for years and years. We knew we were going to hit a few places for sure, but, I mean, and I've taken the regular tour before in the past, but I got to tell you, that tour only covers maybe 20% of the island.
Yeah, you mentioned
it. I mean, I just had no idea how big this place really is, how much stuff is there that... They don't tell you about, and that you just never believe it's there. It was awesome.
It's an amazing place, and we've heard so much about it over the years. And it sounds like you had a real treat.
Yeah,
checking that place out. I mean, able to walk through that place and look through there. I'd like to go in there and investigate the heck out of the place. But if I just had the opportunity to walk around there and check the place out.
For history. Just being, awestruck.
And go, yeah, great, they took something else from the Indians here. Wonderful.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. That's a really cool piece of trivia. Tell you what, Mike, we do have to drop off the lines. We have to get our next guest on.
Okay.
It's been one of those nights, I'm telling you, Mike.
All right.
Thanks for filling us in, Mike. I know you're a busy man. And keep up the great work if you come across it. When you actually go out there to do that again, get a hold of us again. We'll have you come back on and report.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Michael. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right. Take care.
Bye. I'm getting really tired here, man.
How come?
Well, because all these different personalities, like, coming at me.
But it's also interesting.
Oh, it's so interesting. There's so much stuff.
Haunted.
Yeah, we should have more shows, I guess, where we just, like, triple book or quadruple book people on. So, yeah, we'll call you when we're ready.
We'll call you if there's time.
Now, the next half an hour, though,
yes.
This is going to be really interesting.
Yes.
One of our listeners, one of our esteemed listeners, one of our old school listeners, who goes by the name of Whiplash, look him up.
Look him up.
Well, you can do a search.
Oh, yeah.
And look up all the members. You're not going to get really any information on him, like, email address or... I don't know if he has a full profile. I like long walks on the beach. Sundance Film Festival. I don't know what his likes are. We'll question him really good for you.
Sure.
Because Ghost Hunting is it's a dating site / ghost hunting site. You can look up profiles and stuff. He actually sent us a zip file, going, hey, I got some interesting EVPs here.
It was you.
Was it me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was trying to include you guys. If you don't want me to, fine, whatever. He sent me, myself, and
no,
I.
No, he emailed me an email that says, I sent Scott a zip file, but not you.
I don't like you. Go away.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Did he do that?
No.
Okay. Like, Steve, come on, man, take it easy. He is, like, the boss here, all right? You're going to get me in trouble, man. Stop it. He did send a zip file, though, and said, hey, there's some interesting EVPs here. I'd like you to check them out. Right? So, okay, we listen to everything that comes through here, and we do our best to reply to everybody and tell them what we think, right?
Which,
by the way, there's still some people I have to reply.
There's about 8,000 people I have to reply to.
Yeah, I can imagine. I've never really seen the inside of your inbox. And I mean that on an internet, not even that. I mean that as far as your email is concerned.
Yeah, you should see it. It's overflowing.
It's got to be just... How would you describe that?
I mean, well, let's put it this way. I just moved it from the desktop to the laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it took me 10 minutes to copy the file. So,
wow. Yeah.
How much porn, stuff do you have in there?
No, it's all like filtered
email. Download this movie.
It's all filtered email. And I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, my God. Let's take a quick break. We're going to be listening to some EVPs here with Listener Whiplash. He took these. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. We'll get it from the horse's mouth, so to say.
He's got to call Whiplash a horse.
Who's the horse's name is Whiplash? All right, that sucked. Let's move on. Will, play something, Will. I suck. I'm going home. I am home. Steve, can you hear me? Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, kind of low in the mix. Steve, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, he's going to go. This is pretty low. You have to bring him up. Okay. Good? How do we sound, Steve? Can you hear us all right?
I can hear you fine, yep.
Excellent, all right. Thanks for coming on, finally. I know we had a bit of a snafu before. I'm glad you were able to make it on.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. We got stuck on the interstate
when
we went back to Florida.
Yeah, that was right around the hurricane. Half hurricane
yeah,
is
that? I don't remember. We didn't really get called in the storm. It was just somebody screwed up on the road. And
oh, okay.
They had all the traffic directed around. But it was kind of a impulse trip down there. Anyway. Yeah, that's kind of what I get.
Okay, we got a minute, Steve. We're going to talk about the music on for a moment. You get to listen to some groovy music. Smothered in Onions, this is Ghostly Talk.
I am Doug.
I am Scott L.
I'm Will.
And we are the three sexiest internet paranormal talk show radio hosts you'll ever come across.
Well, we are three internet paranormal radio talk show hosts, anyway.
For our new listeners, we are very, very, very suave. Sexy. Very suave. As in, hi, this is Scott L.
And this is Doug. Hey, baby, it's Will.
Yeah, you see, you got to keep it sexy, baby, because hey, you know what? Talking about the paranormal... You got to keep it sexy. You got to. I don't know why.
Who made that rule?
I don't know why. Yeah. I'll figure it out later, and I'll tell you on a later broadcast.
Okay.
But I do know you need to keep it sexy for some reason.
Well,
somebody told me that a while ago. Some professional somewhere, and you know, keep sex. That's what sells, Scott. That's what you need to have your show do. And so.
And did this person have a show?
No.
Well,
it's crazy, but he said he gave me his card, and I gave him $1,000 for consultation, and he said,
right.
This is what you need to do. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Right.
So I'm applying what I've learned.
All right.
He also wanted to make me join some team and then sell products or something like that, too. I don't know what the deal was with that also. But
I'm glad that fell through.
I'm glad that fell through.
Yeah.
This is Ghostly Talk.
This is also Ghost Month on Ghostly Talk. We're talking about ghosts. We're talking about music.
We're talking about
everything.
Because ghosts and music, they run hand in hand.
They sure do, yeah.
Well, at least we've made them run hand in hand.
Well,
we control the fate of the two beliefs.
It happens here on Ghostly Talk anyway.
We like music. It's fun.
It
helps.
Well, tonight's music was all the transmission.
Yeah. Christopher Slim, we had him on the first, second half an hour of the show.
Right.
Great stuff. Been listening to the whole show and... Killer stuff, Chris.
Independent music.
Check them out. I'm going to put the link up, but we'll throw it out there one more time, just because we like to pimp people. www.thetransmissionrock.moonfruit.com.
Excellent.
So check that out. I'll link it up on the site also for people who don't want to listen to the show. They'll have the link anyways.
That's a good idea.
We have on the line another one of our field reporters.
Excellent.
Also a longtime listener.
Yes. That is true.
This is
hi.
Really... Hi.
Hi.
Can we... See, here's the thing. I've been calling you both of them for a while. Do you want to be called Steve or do you want to be called Whiplash?
Oh, it don't make any difference to me, man. Whatever you're comfortable with.
Well, I always feel geeky calling people by their internet name, so I'm going to call you Steve, if that's okay.
Okay. Well, it's supposed to be Sir Steve, I guess.
Sir Steve. Well,
Not yet.
Don't assume your rights already, okay?
Hey, easy with that sword, man. I'm backing off.
I know, I nicked.
Well, it sounds like Steve is ready for the inevitable. I think you're ready for the inevitable. So
I am ready.
Why don't we do this? Oh, we need more ale. Here we go. Doug's beating the crap out of Will for more caffeine.
I know, I had to throw a rock at him.
All right, so what we're going to do here, I'm sure you know the routine. Drop your pants, please.
Oh, pants.
Oh, Listen.
All right, Steve. Please bow your head.
Has he been on a ghost hunt with us?
Oh, amen.
Amen. Is your head bowed, Steve?
It is bowed, yes.
Okay. Please repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Whiplash, Steve.
Do hereby agree to worship at the altar of Ghostly Talk.
Do hereby agree to worship at the altar of Ghostly Talk.
To eat, sleep, drink, and pee Ghostly Talk.
To eat, sleep, drink, and pee Hillbilly Hot Dog.
Very, very nice.
Wow.
We got the weenie. I love that.
Hey, you're early ceremony. This is a serious, solemn occasion.
Oh, yes, yes.
All right, back on my knees, okay.
To think of things that are wonderful in life.
To think of things that are wonderful in life.
Such as Ghostly Talk.
Ghostly Talk.
Such as Scott L.
Such as Scott L.
And that dorky guy, Doug.
I gotta get those scripters on my side somehow.
And the beast we call Will.
And the hairy back beast we call Will.
To look at Picasso paintings.
To look at Picasso paintings.
To admire Picasso paintings.
To admire Picasso paintings.
And to admire Ghostly Talk.
And to admire Ghostly Talk.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And the Son.
God,
El.
And the Son, Doug.
And the Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Ghost, Will.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Amen.
Shug the sword. Cut his head off.
Wouldn't mean that.
Congratulations, Steve. You are.
I'm Mr. Red.
All right.
Of course.
All right. Where'd you get this one from, Will?
I just downloaded it.
Can Steve hear this?
Yes.
Okay. Steve, I don't know why he's playing this, but it's pretty funny, man.
I do. I'll explain it.
All right. So we're just going to groove on this for a minute?
I didn't know there were... Mr. Ed will never speak. I don't remember these verses.
Is this like the remix or something?
This is the dance extended 12-inch remix.
Well, listen to this.
All right. Thank you, Will, for springing that on us.
Dynamic sound engineering.
Congratulations, Steve. You are now a Ghostly Talk field reporter. As a Ghostly Talk field reporter, you are entitled to all rights and privileges that the Ghostly Talk field reporters have, which is nothing. So let's talk about your EVPs now.
Yeah,
that worked out really well.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, slide as I am.
Explain Mr. Ed.
You're going to explain Mr. Ed.
Just before we called you. Just before we went to break,
mm-hmm.
Scott L. had said that we are going to hear about them from the horse's mouth himself. And so he was in effect calling you a horse, I guess.
So we called you a horse for about 10 seconds. We laughed. We laughed profusely, fell on the floor, peed our pants, and then we moved on.
We thought we were over it, but
apparently Will wasn't.
No, Will had evidently jotted it down on his list of things to do, and he did it.
Yeah, he queued up Mr. Ed.
He found it.
That is so Ghostly Talk.
That is Ghostly Talk.
I really want to get to these EVPs, though, because these are some pretty amazing pieces of evidence. I do have the list out here. Will, you have them all queued up, am I correct?
That is true.
Okay, what I'm going to do, Steve, if this is cool. See, Steve, when he sent me the zip file, he sent the files, you know, all the audio files. And he also sent a couple of little guides to go with also. So if you don't mind, Steve, I'll read these right on the air. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's cool, man.
So here's the first one. I'll read out the first one and tell you, you know, kind of set the scene for you guys, right? The one, it's file Frederica-1.
Okay.
And we'll just go with Frederica-1. Go ahead.
Do you want me to tell you what Frederica is, actually?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's do that.
It's on St. Simon's Island, Georgia. It's an old... It used to be an old military outpost for the British,
mm-hmm.
back in the 18th century, and it was also like a whole town. You know, it had the pub and the bakery and all this, and several houses.
Mm-hmm.
And the town was abandoned at one point. Everybody moved out, and the Park Service says you know, has preserved it. I've been actually writing for Phasmata.com, helping Jerry out with his website a little bit.
Jerry's the man.
Yeah.
We love Jerry.
Phasmata rocks.
He said, tell y'all, hey.
Tell him we send our love because he's an awesome guy.
This Frederica, if you remember when Jerry was on your show, he had played an EVP that he got from Christ Church.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like a choir singing or something.
I'm pretty sure we actually put those up on the site for him to download. So just for the listeners, what we're talking about here, you can download it. Look, just type code control up on the page. Type in Phasmata, and you should be able to find it relatively easy. Sorry, go ahead, Steve.
Well, this Frederick is like right next door to the Christ Church. I mean, it's all in the same area here.
Okay.
This also on St. Simon's Island. There's another place I've been wanting to go to. It's called the Ebo Landing, and this is where they had brought some slaves in from Africa back in the I guess it was 1700s.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the chiefs from the tribe that they brought in was the Ebo tribe. And the chief said that he was going to go, or supposedly he said that he wasn't going to be a slave, so he was going to go back home the same way he came by. So he jumped in the water, and he drowned. And the other slaves, the members of his tribe, they all did the same thing, and they all drowned there. And supposedly now you can go out there and hear chains rattling and hear them chanting.
Ooh, wow.
So that's, you know, I want to go back there sometime. It's almost like that whole island has got stuff going on all over it. You know, it's a pretty cool place.
Well, you recorded a bunch of stuff here. I'm looking at this list right now, and there's about, we got six pieces of audio to go through here. So
Guys, the files are actually like number one and number two are the same. The same file. Number one would be the long version, and then number two.
Okay, all right, yeah, you know, I remember that now.
Yeah.
I'm listening. Yeah. Well, let's why don't we play the long versions of them, and then we can just kind of thumb through them like that. All right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll introduce Frederico one if that's cool. Steve, is that all right?
Yeah, go for it, man.
All right. What Steve says here. This is from Steve's mouth. The horse. Remember. The first voice you will hear is me saying something about a club or something. I can't remember what I said. Right after that, you will hear the EVP, which to me sounds like a young lady or a child. Now, we're not going to contaminate. We're just kind of just giving you an idea. This is recorded in the soldiers' barracks, which was also used as a hospital at one time. So, Will, why don't you play out Frederico 1, please? Play it one more time. You hear a muffled voice. Okay? Play it one more time, Will. It's around the tail end there. Well, you want you play
the female voice?
Yeah. Play two, and you'll hear it. Hear that?
Here it comes.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Here it comes, or here they come.
You guys want me to tell you what Steve thought of?
Okay.
Steve, why don't you tell us what you thought of?
Well, the only thing I could come up with was, "Can I come?"
Yeah.
Can I come?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what I said before that. You know, it's almost like when I record EVP, just about every time I give something, it goes along with something I was saying just before it.
Mm-hmm.
And I never get anything when I start asking questions, you know, like, is anybody here, you know, or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's whenever I forget that recorder's going and then, you know, just start going about my business, and then mm-hmm. something will come up and join in with what I'm saying.
Well, it's very clear, too. It's a clean piece of audio, and it's always good to hear. I love when people bring things to us that are this clean. That's why I was really interested in talking to you about this, Steve. Namely, it'd be the second one we're going to listen to here, which is actually Frederica 3. I'm going to read this if that's cool, Steve. You will hear me say, "Please don't fall, please don't fall," as I was walking under the arch of the soldiers' barracks. Right after that, you will hear the EVP. I can understand what this one says. It sounds like a man's voice. So let's give this a listen. Here one more time, Will. Say it one more time. Please don't fall, please don't fall. It almost sounds, Steve. Well, let's play the isolated one. That's number four. Play one more time. It sounds like somebody's saying falling or something like that, Steve.
I'm falling.
Okay. Oh, okay. I never thought of that.
It sounds. I'm
listening to this thing over and over again, and I just can't figure it out.
Yeah, I know. You put question marks.
To me, it sounds like it's two syllables. It sounds like don't fall.
Let's hear it one more time.
There's three syllables, actually.
Oh, all right. Let me hear. Okay, there is a first syllable.
Sounds like somebody's really sarcastic going, yep, you're falling. In the back. Yeah, you're falling, buddy. You're going to fall.
Well, it could very well be. I don't really like this one very much. I mean, because, you know, you just can't tell what it's saying. I do like to keep these anyway because you can tell the voice that's coming through. And if somebody else goes out to that same area and records a voice and it sounds similar to that one, then you'll say, okay, there, you know, there's very possibly a spirit out here.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Because the voice would be the same. And, you know, I don't really document what I'm doing very much, and you know, probably 90% of the ghost hunting community is going to hate me for it, but I just pretty much do it for my own fun.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
I do think it's good to share what I get because other people do take a lot more serious than I do, and they might can use the evidence that I get for something that they do.
And that's very cool. That's a selfless thing to do, and that's wonderful. I'm glad that you're out. And that's what we do here. That's what we're trying to do here is give people something to work with, something that's going to help them out down the road and get, well, aside from telling bad jokes all the time, we do try to arm people with knowledge when they go out there to do this thing. And that's what you're doing also, Steve. It's a great thing. There is another file here from Frederica also. I'm going to read this one really fast, too. This EVP is pretty hard to hear, but there's something there, so turn your speakers up and... Okay, turn the board up. Turn your speakers... This is like one of those bad jokes you get in your email. Turn your speakers up and push this button. And then this big thing is something, you're gay, over and over again, right? Turn your speakers up and listen
at
through.
Work. At That's work. What they tell you to do at work.
Yeah, they tell you to do that at work.
Oh, you're at work, you have to turn your speakers off. And then,
I've fallen victim to it. Yeah. It's happened to me back when I was a younger boy. You know, I didn't know any better.
We're all old school, hardened internet veterans.
Yeah.
We've been there and done that.
Yeah. Turn your speakers up and listen through the headphones if possible. Well, we're already doing that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I say I'd like to live over here in this area of town. The EVP comes right after. This one was recorded on one of the streets of town right near the old bread bakery. Go ahead, Will. Let's give this number five a listen.
I'd like to live over here in this area of town.
Let's hear it one more time.
I'd like to live over here in this area of town.
Let's hear the isolated one. Something like a laugh.
It sounds like a female laughing.
That's my wife, Kelly. She's laughing.
Okay.
The EVP is a whisper, and it kind of goes over that laugh. Starts just before that laugh, but it's a whisper.
Oh, play.
So
let's just play it again.
Hard to hear. It's like,
I want to hear the long one again.
Over the laugh. Okay.
Long one?
Yeah.
I'd like to live up here in this area of town.
Hmm. I'm not catching it. Let's hear the short one. Oh, okay. It kind of goes over her laugh. Am I correct, Steve?
Right, yeah.
Let's hear it one more time, the short one. You hear like the shh on the end of it, Doug. Do you hear that?
I didn't catch it.
Well, take the files home. Listen to it some more.
All right.
Definitely, because I mean, I do hear it. And there was something, it's very quiet, like Steve said, but there's something there. And it was just you and your wife, Steve?
That's right, yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're the only ones that go out and do this, and my wife just kind of comes along for fun, I like to go to places that are fun to go to, and possibly haunted, but, you know, if they're not, then at least she'll have a good time going there.
Hey, that's a pretty cool...
I mean, that's, you know, I don't really go to cemeteries very often, or, you know, like old rundown buildings. You know, I like to go to old Civil War battlefields and forts. And,
well, it sounds like you share Doug's opinion. You like public places to investigate. That's like,
yeah, that's what I like.
That's Doug's favorite thing in the whole world, though.
Yeah,
investigate.
That's my favorite. You don't have to worry about cops so much, you know, or messing with you.
Now, there's two more here we wanted to play also that you recorded in Gettysburg.
Yeah, these are my favorites.
These are the ones that really got my head turned. I was like, whoa, no, I want to talk to Steve about this some more. These were recorded in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, at the section of the battlefield called Devil's Den. That sounds familiar to anybody here. On June 16th, 2005, so this is fairly recent. Do you want me to read a little blurb here I have on the first one, Steve?
I can just tell you what I was doing.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, we were. If anybody's been there to Gettysburg and went to Devil's Den, there's a little, like a rock staircase to get up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
As I looked over to my left, there's like a big boulder. It looked like it's going to fall down on us. So.
We know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, you saw that, huh?
We stood up. We stood under that thing to stay out of the rain.
Yes, we did.
Well, I said something about that rock to Kelly, and she says, let's see, I wrote it down. On the tape, I say, well, look at that rock, and then she says, I know I don't want to trust that.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, you can hear an EVP. Sounds like a young girl, or, you know, a young lady's voice.
Let's give it a listen, Will.
Well, look at that rock.
I don't want to talk to her.
Let's hear that one again.
Well, look at that rock.
I don't want to talk to her.
Now, was there anybody else with you, Steve?
No, absolutely not.
It was just you two.
Yep.
Doug?
And the cool thing is, to me, is that the EVP is actually louder than both of our voices.
Well, that's the first thing I noticed.
It's very louder.
I had a recorder in my hand the whole time.
Is the EVP, is it mimicking your wife?
That's what I think, yeah. It's my wife says, I don't want to trust that, and then it sounds to me like the EVP says, I don't want to trust it.
That's exactly what it sounded like to me.
And we've been through that too with that EVP from Boone Hutch. That voice, we've discussed this a little bit. That voice kind of mimics your voice a little bit, Doug.
Right.
It sounds a little bit like you. Let's listen to it one more time.
Well, look at that rock.
I don't want to talk to it.
That's very, very clear, too, Steve. And when I heard this thing, I was like, Will, get in here.
And it has different, even though it's mimicking your wife, it's like trying to, even though it doesn't say exactly what she says, it's, you know, it's saying very similar.
It's agreeing with her.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like a female, and it sounds like maybe she was walking along with you guys, and when your wife made that comment, the female said, yeah, I don't want to trust that thing either. I don't want to be around that thing.
But it also it has different tonal qualities, because your wife actually has more breath in her voice. I guess it's kind of eerie to say about a ghost, but
it's his wife you're talking about. Would you take it easy on the guy?
No,
hey,
no, no.
Man, watch it.
No, she has more breath. She has more depth and more fullness in her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And the ghost voice, to me, sounds thinner and higher.
It sounds more mid to high.
Right.
Your wife's voice, if you were to EQ it, it would be more up on the upper ranges of the EQ. Your wife's voice would be more of a smiley face. There's more bottom end to it.
Right.
You'd take a lot of that mid out. That's what I'm hearing. So, well, let's just play one more time. I'll tell you. You'll understand what we're saying.
Well, look at that rock.
I don't want to talk to her.
It sounds like she's closer too.
Yeah, it sounds like
the
ghost is closer to the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. Amazing piece of audio. Amazing piece of audio there,
and,
Steve.
And you always hear these theories of maybe that they the spirits can get into your recorder and manipulate it like that. And, you know, that's the only thing I can think of that would, you know, attribute that to.
Yeah. We have a piece of audio, same principle, same thing. We've been through the same exact type thing. Same case right here, too. It's really cool to
see. And it was surprising to find that when I was going through the audio, too, because, you know, you're at Gettysburg, you're going to be listening for cannons or soldiers yelling or something like that, and then some young lady sounded voice comes on the recorder when there was nobody around, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, you never know what you're going to get, really. You never know what you're going to get.
Wow.
There's one more here. Let's check this out for sure. Let me read a little. Well, here, you want to explain this one, Steve?
Sure.
Okay.
We were. This wasn't at Devil's Den, but it was just south of Devil's Den. There's like a little, like a hill with like a rock field right over by the woods. And we decided to go walking down some little paths down there, just checking out the boulders and all that stuff. And, I was recording the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And we came across this big boulder and started looking through the middle of it. And on the tape, I had said something about, a beer bottle buried deep underneath that mud and stuff is what I say.
Mm-hmm.
And a few seconds later, you can hear a voice, sounds like a young man's voice. Speaking on the recorder, and it was like the rest of them, it was absolutely nothing there.
Go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
Well, I'll just go ahead and play it first because I have a comment about it, but I think it'd be better to hear it first.
Okay. Go ahead.
My beer bottle buried deep underneath that mud.
Play one more time, Will.
Mine's a beer bottle buried deep underneath that mud.
Doug?
I hear three syllables, but I can't make it up. Something, something, that. Or it ends with a hard sound.
Play the isolated one, Will.
I know what it sounds like.
I know
to
what
me.
It sounds like to me too, and that's why I'm even looking at the piece of paper I have in my hand. Also, play.
Don't touch that. Or
oh, come on. You're
hey, Friday night's over, okay? Let's play the isolated one more time. One more time for Doug.
Oh! It does not. It can't. What do you hear? I'm going to say it.
All right.
And then you guys can laugh at me because I'm old and I have old ears. But it kind of sounds like ghostly chat.
No.
Play it again.
Play it again.
Listen to it. I get ghostly chat. Or don't touch that.
That's not even what we were thinking of.
What are you thinking of?
What are they talking about, Will? I don't know. I think he's an idiot.
What do you hear?
Maybe.
I am an idiot.
Well, actually, maybe I contaminated myself by reading it.
Yeah?
But what Steve said he heard was, I hope to be shot.
I hope
to
be shot.
I didn't get that either.
You didn't? What'd you get?
No.
What'd you get, Will?
I got cussing.
Cussing?
Three syllables.
Three syllables, not four. I hear three syllables, not four. Three. I hope to be shot.
Oh!
Now, there you go.
Let's listen to this.
Listen to there
again.
You go.
Let's do it again.
Hello.
Okay, all right. But Steve, you thought you heard, I hope to be shot.
That's what I heard.
Which would make sense.
I guess everybody hears it now. I mean,
since we told them.
it's funny how that happens.
It's called contaminating the evidence, Steve. Yep. That's what you do.
But I still don't hear four, five syllables. I hear three syllables.
Well, listen to it again.
I think it sounds more like what Will says.
Holy...
Well, you can say it. It's an EVP.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm not gonna say it.
I'll say it. It sounds like it's
maybe take it and when you get some free time, take it down and
rip it apart.
Play with it. You know, slow it down or something.
Yeah, definitely.
See what you can come up with.
They're amazing pieces of audio. Doug's gonna cuss, so hang on for a minute.
I think Will might be right. I think it might say, "Holy shit."
That's the third occurrence since I've known Doug where he's actually cussed.
Oh, my but, God. Amazing. I'm so honored.
analyzing an EVP, you're allowed.
Okay.
Even if you were 12
in the name of science or art.
Science or art. Yeah.
Which we combine both of them here?
Yes, we do.
We can cuss all we want then, right?
Yeah. No.
Nearly got you.
No.
Nearly got
you.
Steve, thank you for coming on. These are some really cool EVPs, man.
I really
wanted to get you on here, and I'm glad we were able to get together and talk. And, you know, you've been a listener of the show for a very long time, too, so thanks for listening also. It really means a lot to us.
I'm one of the crowd that listened to all your shows, man, so...
Wow!
Maybe we should have like
nothing to do at work.
We should start having our own like equivalent to like the Mile High Club or something like that. Like if you
send people little like
buttons,
or I don't know.
I got through all of our all of Ghostly Talks archives,
and hundreds and hundreds of archives.
All I got was these crappy button.
All I got was this stupid.
But I'd love to call y'all back sometime in the future. Mm-hmm. I went down to St. Augustine last weekend, and I think I've got some more audio on there. I need to cut it up a little bit more.
Well,
there's one on there that sounds like a Native American voice, and I have a online friend who specializes in languages of the natives.
Okay.
And he's looking into it to try and see if he can get a translation for it, which would be cool.
Well, you are endowed with the illustrious title of GT Field Reporter now.
You do have my cell phone number, right, Steve?
Yeah.
I'll get it from you.
What is that number again?
Yeah, what is that number again?
I'll email it to you.
1-586.
You're welcome to come on anytime you want. Steve, just contact us, and we will put you on, and we can discuss any other audio you pick up on in your travels.
Very cool, man. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for supporting us. We really appreciate it, man.
Yep. Y'all kick ass, man.
All right.
Thanks,
hey, we can cuss now.
We can cuss. No, we're still on the air.
We're still on the air, but...
Steve, take care of yourself. Thanks, okay, man. If we don't talk to you before Halloween, have a happy Halloween, okay?
You do the same.
Take care of yourself. Thanks, Steve.
Bye now.
Bye. Oh, my God. Are we done? I feel like I've ran a marathon.
Play that one more time. Ghostly chat. Or holy shit. One of the two.
Four! Another $20,000 fine, by the way, too.
Yes.
Guys. I'm burnt. We have the corporate meeting after the show, too.
Yeah, we have that corporate meeting. It's coming up.
Who are we all meeting with?
I don't know, but they ordered a slide projector and everything. It's evidently...
PowerPoint thingy.
Yeah.
Laser pointers. Topless down. I mean, you know.
I plan on being asleep, except for that segment. I plan on being asleep right, 5 minutes in.
Guys, we need to thank you for listening to this... This was a very big... You know what?
This was a busy Ghostly Talk, and we had a lot of...
I like doing this format, though.
We had a lot of interesting ideas go back and forth. We had a lot of fun, too.
Well, you know what? I want some feedback on this, because this is something new we tried here. I thought, hey, when we do the schedule, let's try to do a show with, 50 people. And we'll,
we'll just put everybody...
We'll call all over the planet, and, we'll just try to see how. So, I'm really curious to see what you guys thought about this because, usually we do. Well, the way it works now.
I can't wait to send the phone bill to corporate. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah. The way we usually do it, obviously, is we it used to be when it was 7 to 9, we used to have first half an hour to tell all our dick jokes and ghost stories, right? And then we go in to have our guest, whoever the guest was. But now we have this extra hour to play with, so we use that to talk to our field reporters tonight. We're still working on this. We're getting this up and rolling. So I think
it's gonna be like 50 of them.
This is gonna always be a work in
progress.
More than
that, actually, when it's all said and done.
Oh wow! It'll
be closer to 60, 65.
I think this is always that's always gonna be a work in progress, just like Ghostly Talk.
Four.
You have four?
One, two, three. What the hell?
Four. I went like this. I went four.
You went four. One, and you put your whole hand up.
Yes.
What state do you live in?
Michigan.
That's right. I have four in the works right now. Arizona, Massachusetts, Iowa, and Maryland.
Well, we use usually the first hour and a half to talk to our field reporters or get some whatever business we want to get out of the way to and stuff like that. Then we're trying to keep the last hour and a half though for our the guests we like to bring on. But if you guys like us doing more than one guest like we did tonight, let me know. Let Doug know. Let Will know. Let somebody know, and we'll start booking like that so we can get more people on that way. We'll be able to talk to more people.
Well, I like to hear from people. I like to hear from people out there who are doing the stuff. I like to hear from, the Louisville ghost hunters.
Yeah.
I like to hear from the folks, even independents like Christopher Slim and David Whiplash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing to hear from people who are out there doing this stuff, and that's what I like, because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I go out and about, and I ghost hunt, and I like to talk about it. And that's how it started. That's how Ghostly Talk started.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Talking about our ghost hunting.
And Ghostly Talk is built on feedback, too, so we'd like to hear what you guys thought about this show. It was something kind of new we tried. And I had a ball myself. I had a great time talking to all these different people tonight. And if you like that, we'll do more of that in the future for sure.
Okay.
I'm going home. Oh, wait.
You are
home.
Home.
I'm going home again. Guys, this has been Ghostly Talk. We are a member of whatever network. I don't
know.
I'm feeling all official and stuff right now. This is Ghostly Talk. We're a member of the Pioneer Radio Network. Our call numbers are 666 FUK.
Whoa, that's quite an interesting call.
Doug, I'm turning the mic off. I'm done. Go away. Go.
Well, coming up next week, does anybody know what we have coming up next week? How's that?
Oh, yeah. We have Jeff Bellinger coming on.
Jeff Bellinger
is going to be coming on from GhostVillage.com.
Of course, and that's going to be
the mighty Jeff Bellinger, who we've been. This I'm going to say it right now. This is one of those interviews that's kind of like we're like two passing boats, and we keep passing each other, and we always wave to each other. Guys, we're out of here. I'm Scott L.
Some of this. I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And this was Ghostly Talk. Happy Halloween, man. It's we're in full swing now.
It's Ghost Month, and thank you for listening. We'll be here next week, 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
To listen too loudly.
Media become the media.